Let's hear from David Harvey, who's the chairman of the Lincolnshire branch of Rail Future. What is on your hit list from whoever ends up running these services, David?
Hi, morning. Well, firstly, I think as most of those people said, it's peak overcrowding. But to put it basically, what we're asking for is a regular service of a train at least every hour on all routes, and enough carriages to stop the overcrowding. But we've also got to think that this franchise has lasted 10 years. So, of course, the next one, even though if it's a seven-year franchise, it could well end up being a 10-year franchise. So we've got to think, how many passengers are we going to have in the next 10 years? So it's not just, you know, if not just making sure the train's adequate for now, it's making sure it's going to be adequate for the 10 years hence.
Do you think East Midlands Trains have done a good job or not?
They have, really, yes. I mean, when you think that they took over a service which was, I don't know if you were here, remember the old Central Trains?
Yeah,
well, I mean, that basically when that was split up, East Midlands got the raw end of every deal. All the better trains went to the West Midlands, and we ended up with, let's just say, the oldest and all the single carriage ones. Even some of the ones that East Midlands Trains started with came out of storage. They hadn't been used for months. So, of course, for the first couple of years at least, East Midlands Trains were struggling to get the trains operating to a decent level of reliability.
And of the other two companies that are vying, do we know what they're proposing, if anything, in terms of services, or is it too early to sort of have an idea of that yet?
Not a lot. They won't be telling us, obviously, because they're not. If they told us, of course, Stagecoach would know what they were.
Yes, you've got to keep it a bit secret, haven't they?
Yeah. You do get hints when we've talked to all of them, and you do get hints because you can hint from what questions they're asking or what they're thinking. But of course, as one person mentioned in that Vox Pop, we've all the new services elsewhere in the country where there's new franchises, they have come in with buying new trains.
Yeah. And does that, I mean, do you
say... That is
a
key.
I mean, if someone, you say you're quite pleased with the job that East Midlands Trades have done, but if someone comes in, then do you suddenly see a lot of investment?
You'll get, well, East Anglia, they've got a lot of investment coming up. But at the moment, the way the finances are working, believe it or not, it's often cheap, because the leasing costs are quite low at the moment, it's often cheaper for the new company coming in to actually offer to put new trains on the line than lease the old ones, would you believe?
It's strange, isn't it?
It is. I do not understand how it works, but it's beyond me. But it's the financing deals, because, of course, interest rates are so very low. It's actually, and of course, cost of running new trains is going to be cheaper. Because, of course, it's like cars and everything else. The more modern they are, the less maintenance they need.
We shall see what happens. David Harvey is from the Lincolnshire branch of Rail Future.